see how it is.
Okay, you just hold on one moment. Let's see who's going to address me. The Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing, so if you can just hold on, you'll be right with me, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Could you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Michael Quincy Hummings, 106-921.
Okay, sir. You're pretty familiar with the Board of Executive Clemency this morning, reference to your committee supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left, you'll see the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable C.T. Ray, who is a board chairman. And to the right is the Honorable Will Thomas. My name is David Neal, and I'll be your hearing lead today. Also in the room with us today, we have Mr. Brady, and I pronounced it right this time. And Mr. Brady from the Department of Veterans, and he will also represent the parole office today. Prior to this hearing, you received a notification form of 9-year award hearing, sir. Do you remember that form?
The form that they gave me in the county?
Yeah, we told you about this, the hearing, and you signed it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
On that form, you were notified of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay. This time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Brady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, you will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, sir, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant. At the bottom of the warrant, we have a booking number and the DR number indicating that there might be some charges pending. So because of that, the warrant has that information on. So based on that information, when I read the two allegations, I'm going to ask you, after each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false, or if you must plead the Fifth Amendment. Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So allegation number one is violation of ordinary condition of supervision number five, as demonstrated by your engaging in threatening and insulting behavior on or about October 6, 2018. Is that true or false, or do you wish to plead the Fifth, sir?
That's true.
Okay. And then allegation number two is a violation of ordinary condition of supervision number five, as demonstrated by your possession of prescription medication not prescribed to you on or about October 6, 2018. Is that one true or false, sir? Or do you wish to plead the Fifth?
That's true, sir.
That's true. Okay. Well, based on the admissions of Mr. Hummings, I'm going to find that he was legal as he violated the term of conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canales, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Woodhouse. All right, sir. We're going to be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Brady is going to give us some background information. So stay there on the phone, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Brady.
Mr. Hummings was released from DOC on September 17th of 2018. He was arrested on October 6th of 2018 by Tucson PD. He has new charges of drug paraphernalia and possession of dangerous drugs. He returned to DOC on January 10th of 2019. He has a CSED of March 18th of 2019 that reflects zero condes. Current conviction, 2019, dangerous drug violation, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1994, theft, 1 year, 6 months. 1995, theft, 1 year, 6 months. 1998, aggravated assault, 6 years, 6 months. 1998, aggravated assault, 6 years, 6 months. 2009, narcotic drug violation, 3 years. 2009, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2017, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 3 months. He has 6 terms for DOC. His CUIO scores are 2-3, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 3. Gang information, Mr. Hummings is a member of the 8 Ball Crips. prior term to supervision, 1995, transitional release, completed 8 months. 1996, provisional release, completed 5 months. 2003, TIS release, absconded for 49 days, arrested and revoked on the VOEC. 2011, TIS release, absconded for 34 days, arrested and revoked by the VOEC. 2015, TIS release, absconded for 31 days, arrested and revoked by the VOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drug noted. Community risk score is a G7V8, and the status of charges are pending.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Mr. Hummels. Now,
yes,
early on, you were, before we, you know, went through phase one, you wanted to say something. What I would say is you only have 19 days left, and we can go through the rest of the hearing if you desire, or we can cut it short, and you can just kill your numbers.
Okay, yeah, I would like to kill my numbers. I guess I only have 19 days left.
Okay.
That'd be all right.
All right, thank you. Well, certainly not for now, and you didn't have to go through it. I may have gone through further than absolutely required. But, so based on all the information on number 209W3404, Mr. Hines' statements, and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to the direct key supervision of Mr. Hines. As he was legally violated term condition of supervision and have acted without lapse in criminal ways or criminally.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Jones, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, so we do move over to community supervision.
Okay, excuse me. What date is that then being released? So that I know.
Okay, the information we have is March 18th of 2019.
So March 18th, 2019, that's when we get it out?
Right. So it's about...
Okay, thank you.
About 19 days.
19 days, okay.
Okay, well, we're just buckle up, sir, and this is when you're hearing. And we just okay. Would you lay the phone down and tell the CO3 you're done?
Okay, thank you.